Welcome to the Thursday edition of Juneau Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein, your host for today. There's a high wind warning happening right now in Juneau with locally very windy conditions and snow. Snow accumulation 1 to 2 inches is predicted for the rest of today with highs only around 29 degrees and wind gusts around 60 miles an hour. 60 miles an hour. Those strong winds are going to continue tonight and the snow is going to continue tonight. Another accumulation of 2 inches tonight. And wind gusts around 50 miles an hour for tonight as the wind starts to die down a little bit. But Friday, once again, winds at 55 miles an hour in gusts and some snow predicted. Mostly cloudy skies and locally very windy again for tomorrow night. And a chance of snow with lows tomorrow night around 14 degrees and 55 mile an hour gusts of wind predicted. Got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking to Becky Roth about the iPad users group meeting coming up. That's something that's been happening for a number of months. And if you've got questions about your iPad, you can talk to other folks who have questions and answers for you as well. The holiday pet photos are coming around. Photos with Santa. You want to have your pet taking a photo with Santa, right? Well, the Capital City Kennel Club can help you get that done, and they're going to be here talking about that. Really cool thing coming up, a not-so-silent film night is happening. That's going to be Saturday at the Gold Town Nickelodeon, and Colette Cost is going to be here to talk to us about that, and Nancy DeCherney will be here to discuss all of the happenings in arts and culture in Juneau with Arts Up. But first, here's National Native News.
Native Voice 1. The Native American Radio Service.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A First Nation in the southwest corner of Manitoba remains divided after a sit-in. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, about a dozen protesters from the community have held the sit-in for more than 3 weeks.
The sit-in at the Buffalo Point First Nations Band office was sparked by a land referendum. Some members of the community say they weren't allowed to vote, and they want the hereditary chief to step down so that a new chief can be elected. Unelected hereditary chief John Thunder wants to make the reserve a model of economic development. Opposing him are those who fear their traditions and lands are being sold. One protester, Ernest Cabinas, says the sit-in is his way of standing up for his rights.
If it's a crime for me to stand up for my rights, well, then I guess I'm a criminal, you know. People have been suppressed long enough and denied their basic human rights.
The Federal Department of Aboriginal Affairs has not intervened in the dispute, saying any leadership issues in the First Nation have to be resolved by the community or by the courts. The Buffalo Point First Nation doesn't hold elections under the Indian Act. It uses a type of self-governance that allows for hereditary chiefs. Meanwhile, protesters have called for a general band meeting in mid-December where they will push for a new council. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
6 northern Wisconsin Ojibwe tribes have asked the U.S. District Court to prevent the state from stopping their night deer hunt. Mike Simonson reports.
The injunction asks that the state back off their opposition to the night deer hunt. The hunt began Monday night, but the tribes have not issued any hunting permits yet. Simply put, the tribes say the Department of Natural Resources itself set a precedent for a night hunt of wolves statewide and deer in the chronic wasting disease zone. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife spokeswoman Sue Erickson says this shouldn't be a big deal.
The tribes are questioning why this is now regarded as a public safety issue if the tribes want to institute night hunting.
So last Wednesday, Glyphwick issued an order allowing the night deer hunt. The DNR and Wisconsin Department of Justice responded swiftly that same day. In separate releases within 1 hour of each other, the state called it illegal and dangerous. Erickson says another factor important to the tribes but seldom mentioned is that this night hunt is for gathering food for families in the ceded territory, an area with high unemployment.
Which points to the need for just plain subsistence hunting, fishing, and gathering. Food on the table issue.
DNR spokesman Bill Kosh says they are still reviewing the documents and are not ready to comment on the injunction. Joining in the injunction are the Ojibwe bands of Red Cliff, Bad River, Lacouderay, Sakagan Community of Mole Lake, St. Croix, and Lac de Flambeau. For National Native News, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.
Funeral services are scheduled for today on the Crow Reservation in Montana for Hartford Sonny Black Eagle Jr., who became known for his ties to the White House. The elder and his family adopted President Obama when he was on the campaign trail in 2008. Black Eagle died Monday after battling respiratory problems. According to the Associated Press, President Obama called Mary Black Eagle, Hartford's wife, on Wednesday to express his condolences. Black Eagle and his family traveled to Washington, D.C. a number of times and have met with the president. Black Eagle was 78 years old at the time of his death. During this week in 2011, the U.S. Mint unveiled the design for the 2012 Native American $1 coin. The theme, Trade Routes in the 17th Century, features the design of a Native American and horses to signify the historical spread of the horse. By law, the coin must feature annual changes to the reverse design to celebrate the contributions made by tribes and individuals to the United States and its history. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation. Funding comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Nathan Cummings Foundation. Kiwanis is accepting artwork for the 2013 Alaska Native Art Auction scheduled March 7, 2013. Proceeds benefit KNBA and Native Public Radio programming. Call 907-793-3528 for more information. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail.
Well, those are some of the things you can do with an iPad. Buy it, use it, rename it. Technologic, and a technologically advanced person is with me here in the studio. Becky Roth, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You guys have got together a really fun thing, which is a iPad users group meeting that happens. That's been happening kind of once a month kind of thing, or how long is it?
Yeah, once a month, always on a Saturday. We've been meeting since last spring, and it's really, really fun.
Uh-huh. Now, are you geeks? Wow. Because I think, actually, iPad users are kind of not geeks. It's like the non-geek way of getting to all the power of computing. You know, you're just touching these things and hitting them, and there it all just pops up and goes. But you have to be kind of into it in that sort of geeky way to be really, you know, to know all the different things you can do with it, right?
Right. It's really meant for everybody, I think. There's something there for everybody. And I would say we are a group of non-geeks. Although you could probably come disguised if you wanted to. If you were a geek and you really wanted to come and have a place, everybody belongs in this group.
Right. You'd be welcome, even as a geek. Yes. Absolutely. Bring your pencil protector or your pocket protector and come on in and bring it in. So tell me what happens typically at these user group meetings.
It's a lot of fun.
You get up, you stand up, hello, I'm Becky, and I'm an iPad user.
And I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, it's very, very informal. Everybody's very friendly, and typically we have two or three topics that someone's prepared to share. This Saturday we're going to be talking about YouTube and some apps to help teach biology concepts, and then the issues of copyright and open source.
Oh, really? That's really cool stuff. So, what are some of the issues, for instance, like with YouTube that are unique to iPad users?
That are unique to iPad users.
Or is this more like just if you might have an iPad, but that's just the way you're accessing YouTube, and we're just going to teach you more about how to use YouTube.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe how to create an account, how to upload something, what YouTube is all about, what it's not. Just how incredibly large it is.
It's incredible. Yeah,
and
it's amazing.
All the different languages, and it's an amazing tool. So basically, what we're trying to do is allow people to come with questions and ideas, and be able to just very informally talk about them and explore them. There's lots of what we call messing around time.
Cool.
To,
yeah.
I've got an idea, or what's that about, or how do you do this? And
found this cool thing to go try, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And we all huddle around, walk around. So maybe in that way we look a little unusual, but I think it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think you look pretty normal. I mean, that's what everyone's doing now,
well,
right?
That's
you
what know. Learning yeah. is about, right?
Right
is
right.
To be side by side and take a new, fresh look at something.
Do you hold it in a place that's got a good wireless connection kind of thing going on and all that?
The university has awesome internet connection. And we typically are putting the person who's presenting or who's talking can connect their iPad to a big Promethean or whiteboard. So it's displayed large and we can all kind of take a look at it and move around together.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been doing it for a number of months. How has the kind of Has it gone from like novelty, like, oh, I've got this thing, to now it's like you're almost down to business? Has you know what I mean? Have things changed the way people are treating this cool new device?
Well, I think within our group, the number of people that are coming, people come and go from the group. So there's always some fresh excitement or curiosity that someone's bringing in. And we'd really like to expand the group and have more and more people come, because that's what makes it a rich experience for everybody.
Now, if you had an iPad mini, are you welcome?
Absolutely. We have yet to see one, so maybe there should be a prize for the
They don't have like a kitty table
it.
Over there for the minis?
No.
No.
Wouldn't that be pretty exciting?
Yeah.
Any generation of iPad, I should mention. So whether you have the first one that came out, two, the three. So we're looking at all those different features, the Retina display, generation four, and then the mini. I think there should be a prize for the first person that comes with a mini.
Get an extra cookie or something. It isn't me, but it could be the person that won the iPad mini. We had a drawing during our last pledge drive.
Oh.
And everyone who signed up as a sustaining member to the station was entered into a drawing automatically. And so someone won that iPad mini.
Well, let's go find them them in.
I think it was Jay and Judy Crondle. Do you know Jay and Judy? Well, they're
familiar with the name.
They might be listening right now.
So
here's the call out to you guys.
Come and join us. It starts this Saturday at 9. We end pretty promptly at 11, and we always select the next month's date while we're all together. It's fun. It's a good group of people, all different ages, all different abilities and skills, experience.
Can you think of a couple of things that you've particularly taken away from the group that you were like, wow, I never would have known about that if it weren't for this group?
I think the last time, or perhaps it was the time before, we talked a little bit about file sharing. And there was an app that was shared called Chirp, where you could just wirelessly send anybody else that had that Chirp app. You could send a message to, and we talked about the impact of that in a high school and all different kinds of things. That was a new kind of concept idea to me. I personally work in the world of assistive technology, so I'm helping people with disabilities find technology that matches needs that they have.
Large screen displays and all kinds of different things
all the accessibility features that an iPad has for people of all ages.
Right. Now, that's been a remarkable thing, that touchscreen technology that's now there, which used to be this multi-$1,000 technology kind of thing you'd have to do.
Right.
And now it's there readily available in a consumer device, and it must really be changing people's lives in that field.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a gateway.
I know this isn't quite the topic that you get into in the user group, but what are some of the things that are examples of that's happening?
Within an iPad?
Yeah, with the iPad and with the accessibility issues.
There's color contrast. There's the ability to change the way that the touchscreen works. One tap would make, you can actually design which way one tap or two taps or three taps would behave.
So someone who has limited mobility or something like that can utilize it that way.
Can actually kind of script it to behave in a way that's meaningful for them.
Right.
I mentioned color contrast, the size of the font you can change throughout.
And size of the keyboard and all that kind of stuff as well, right.
There's one feature that I think would be very helpful to a large number of people, and that's called text selection. And that's where a person would highlight, once it's turned on in the settings, you highlight that and you can grab the bars and include as much or as little text as you'd want. tap it again, and it will read that text to you.
In an audible way, it will read the text, so a reader for, yeah, that's
exactly.
Wow. That's great, yeah. So one of the amazing ways this technology is changing many people's lives, and if you're someone out there who's interested in the fun and function of everything that happens on iPad, you can join this iPad user group meeting. Becky, just one more time, tell folks how they can join and times and where
Saturday
it is and all that.
And where? 9 to 11 this Saturday in the Glacier View Room at the university. That's room 220, which is through those first doors right in that bus turnaround area. We'll be looking for you.
All right. They'll be looking for you. There it is. There's the call out for you. If you everything and anything you want to know about the iPad, these folks are using it with you. And
can I mention
our
website, too?
Yeah.
That's at alaskaipad.net. And we also have an email address, info@alaskaipad.net.
Great. Becky, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Andy.
We'll be talking to folks from Capital City Kennel Club next.
When you smile, childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence is measured out in years. You don't know what it's like to listen to your fears. You can talk to me. You can talk to me.
All right. Well, one of the fun traditions of holiday season is, of course, embarrassing your pet with photos of Santa. Am I right that we've got the
exactly.
Capital City
Absolutely.
Kennel Club? Camille Stevens and John Sievertson are with me from Capital City Kennel Club. And pet photos with Santa's coming up, holiday.
With and without Santa.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what's going on here.
Well, we have holiday pet portraits coming up this Saturday, and that's something we started a couple of years ago for pets that are shy of Santa or just need a little extra.
Or just afraid of, just downright
just
afraid
downright
of Santa.
Well, he's, you
well,
know,
yeah.
intimidating, can be.
Shy is a little kinder.
Children aren't the only ones who sit there,
it's
I
true.
Mean, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
So we will have the whole holiday set and that sort of thing, and so you can get a nice portrait of your pets without Santa.
And it's fun because there's a little bit more room, and people can come in with a couple kids and dogs and or cats or ferrets. But I mean, you can kind of do a bigger group on the first weekend without Santa, because Santa takes up a lot of room.
Sure,
as one would expect.
Big man.
Yeah.
Big man. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have that at Saturday, December 1st, noon to 4. And
at
the Men and Home Mall Annex.
Yes, and the Annex is a big deal. I remember somebody said they wanted to stress it's the Annex. Follow the signs. It's not.
It's a separate entrance.
Yes,
to get right to the Annex. Yeah.
Most years we've had it in the mall itself. We have in past at least one year I recall years ago having it in the Annex. Mm. But evidently there's a craft fair on the 8th and 9th, not this weekend, but the 8th and 9th. And so they wanted us to be in the annex so that the dogs weren't navigating through.
Okay, I got you.
Well,
tell me a little bit about some of this. Now, have you guys done this for a couple of years now? Or how long?
I was involved last year, but Camille's done it for a number of years.
The Kennel Club has been doing this since before I was a member. The Kennel Club actually formed in 1989, and I think shortly after that they started doing this.
It's a pretty
It's kind of like an annual thing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, 1 year I think it didn't happen, and a friend of mine was just outraged.
Yeah, I think there's been maybe 2 years that we didn't do it for various reasons.
So tell me about some of the special challenges. Now, I would imagine it would be a challenge to set up Santa with kids is challenging enough. But then Santa with all manner of pets. So what kind of stuff do you have to be prepared for?
Well, you know, dogs that are shy of Santa are definitely a challenge. And of course, dogs showing expression. But we have some – our Santa's very experienced. He's been, you know, with us for 20-plus years.
only a few bites.
No.
Well, he actually – I think he likes
– He no longer bites.
He no longer bites, and neither do dogs. Yeah. But the gentleman loves pets, as I understand.
He loves pets. Dogs, cats, and he's open to ferrets. I think we've even had a snake 1 year.
Yeah, so tell me anything else. My next question was, what's the weirdest pet?
Bring on the snakes.
Birds? I would imagine there must be birds that have come in. No.
Actually, we did 1 year have ducks.
Oh, ducks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we had.
I think somebody needs to bring in a parrot.
A parrot would be good.
Santa.
But I like ducks.
It's very possible there was a parrot, but I didn't see it. But I did see the ducks. There were two, I think, Australian shepherds. One or two, two Aussies and like four ducks this woman brought in.
Wow. Now that would not be a coexistence that would work with my dog.
I'm surprised. That sounds great. That's a well-trained dog.
That was pretty
wild. Well-trained ducks, probably, too.
And that was the year we had it in the annex, so who knows what will happen this year. So it's in the annex, and if people voted out there in the Mendenhall Valley, it's in the same space where they hold the election.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So noon to 4 this Saturday, and then noon to 4 next Saturday and Sunday. Is that what it is?
Yeah. So Pet Photos with Santa is the following weekend, December 8th and 9th, noon to 4, Saturday, Sunday, and again, Mendenhall Mall Annex.
Okay, so let's just make that clear. So this coming weekend, it's pet photos, but no Santa.
Right.
No
holiday
Santa, just, and just
portraits.
Saturday.
Right.
Just portraits, so with the owner or alone, however they want to do it, right?
Right. And actually, with Santa, we are really flexible. You know, we've had kids alone, so maybe that could qualify as the strangest pet.
Well,
sorry.
So hairless ape.
Anyway.
Very disobedient.
So people are welcome to come.
Stuff to put collars on them.
And pose with their pets. We do, speaking of collars, we do have various decorations to hang around the dogs' necks. And I was also going to ask that.
So costumes.
People can bring their own if they like. Some people do that.
Reindeer, of course, would be an obvious one.
We do have some reindeer antlers, although they tend to kind of flop down and that sort of thing. But we have some nice, decorative holiday collars that the dogs can wear, and they look nice in the portraits. So.
And you have different lines for the dogs and cats, right? keep them.
No, it's all one space.
Okay.
But speaking of that, when you bring your pet, we ask you to bring them on a leash or in a carrier, depending on what you have. And typically, if you have a cat, it's probably better to bring it in a carrier of some sort.
Not a loose box. Don't ever do that mistake. Cat in the car and just it'll be fine. Just never driven before, but it'll be fine.
At your own risk, I guess.
Tornado inside your car.
My experience was that most people show up with their dogs or cats, that's what I remember, pretty well behaved.
They do.
I think there's been one or two times
over the years where dogs have come in off leash and we've had to, lend them a leash or something.
Some of us people are probably less well behaved than the dogs, actually. But
and this is a fundraiser.
Let's talk about
Gastineau Kennel Club. Capital City Kennel Club.
The funds are used primarily for the trials. We hold obedience and rally obedience trials a couple of times a year, and we bring judges in from out of state typically. And as you can guess, it's a little spendy.
Yeah. Also, there's equipment, all the obstacle course kind of stuff.
Right.
You guys have.
I forgot about the agility.
Agility
equipment is actually the spendier thing. And we also have an agility trial every summer. And again, we bring judges from out of state. So, it's fairly expensive. So this is one of our fundraisers. We also raise money by holding classes for the public, basic obedience and puppy classes. So some of the listeners, I'm sure, have probably taken them.
I have.
Yep. Yep.
My dog Scout has. She's forgotten a lot of it. But.
And whose fault
can
is that?
A refresher.
That is my fault.
Yeah, it's often the owner. Yeah, that's right.
Training
really mostly has to do with the owner.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. So.
But that is so useful, though, having gone through it. It's such a useful thing for anyone who's a pet owner to go through these things. You know, maybe you're not ever going to be very serious about competing in any area.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's such a wonderful thing. We did agility training and we did basic training with our dog. And
It's just fun.
It's just a lot of fun.
It doesn't have to be, you know, it's not a super, it doesn't have to be a super competitive thing. And it's just nice to have dogs well-mannered and
but it can be competitive, right?
That's also a fun thing. And I think most people in Juneau are doing it mainly for fun, and really and truly that's I think the most important thing for you and the dog, because if you're not having fun, really the dog's probably not going to have fun either. So
and it's guaranteed to have fun at,
you know, in the dog sport world, there are some people that are dead serious.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You need those people, though.
Yeah,
they drive the sport.
I guess. So,
rest in show.
That's right. Well, great. Okay, so, hey, it's holiday pet photos without Santa happening. Yes.
Without this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday without Santa, the following weekend with
Santa.
Noon
to 4.
And I should mention that the way it works is we charge a sitting fee, a $10 sitting fee, and then we post the photos on a website, and then you can order prints and for an additional charge or download a digital file.
It's really a skookum deal. They go up to a website. It's like a photo sharing website, and then they the website does all the ordering it's a great deal.
It's like a storefront.
Yeah.
And so it works really well for us because it's a nice, easy way to deliver the product and all. So.
Yeah. Well, sounds like a great time, obviously. Good luck.
Ho, ho.
Thank you.
With the more bizarre pets out there. We'll see what happens.
And they can go to our website if they need additional information. CKCOJ.org. It stands for Capital Kennel Club of Juneau.
All right. Well, John and Camille, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Andy.
About pet photos with and without Santa coming up these next two weekends, happening at the annex of the Mendenhall Mall.
Exactly.
Check it out.
Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, walk that dog on over to the pet photos, holiday pet photos, with and without Santa, next couple of weekends happening over at Mendenhall Mall, the annex of Mendenhall Mall, and that's all a benefit for Capital City Kennel Club. Well, once again, we've got a high wind warning happening in the forecast right now with very locally windy conditions here downtown today and some snow. So snow accumulation 1 to 2 inches today. Highs around 29 degrees and wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour. And then tonight, windy again, snow likely in the evening, accumulation up to 2 inches, and very windy again, especially downtown and Douglas, with wind gusts around 50 miles an hour. Those gusty winds will continue for tomorrow with locally very windy conditions and mostly cloudy skies. And near downtown Juneau and Douglas, the winds are going to be up around 55 miles an hour. Happening again through Friday night, then starting to die down a little bit in Saturday, where wind gusts are predicted to be more around the 45-mile-an-hour area. But still very, very windy conditions coming up for the next few days, and some snow. Not huge, heavy snow, but 1 or 2 inches a day here coming up for the next couple of days. So there you go. That's the weather that's happening right now. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Garrison Keillor and Writer's Almanac. I'll show you how to walk the dog.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 29th of November, 2012. It's the birthday of novelist Madeleine L'Engle, born in New York City in 1918. She was an actor, she wrote a novel, and then while she was in her 30s, she read a book that deeply affected her, a book of Einstein's, in which he said that anyone who's not lost in rapturous awe at the power and glory of the mind behind the universe is as good as a burnt-out candle. So she started reading about theoretical physics, and she wrote a science fiction novel for young adults, which was rejected by 26 publishers, some because they thought it was too hard for children. Others thought that a science fiction novel should not have a female as a main character. So she gave up on the book until one of her mother's old friends came to a tea party and told Madeleine L'Engle that she was in a writing group with John Ferrer of the publishing house Ferrer, Straus and Giroux. And he looked at the manuscript, decided to publish it, and her book, A Wrinkle in Time, came out in 1963, won the Newbery Medal, and has gone on to sell more than 10 million copies. It's the birthday of C.S. Lewis, Clive Staples Lewis, born in Belfast, 1898, grew up in a house full of books, got a scholarship to Oxford, and though he did not like England and thought that English accents sounded strange, he did love it at Oxford and taught there for nearly 30 years. He had been an atheist, but his friend J.R.R. Tolkien, who also taught at Oxford, helped convince him to embrace Christianity. And C.S. Lewis went on to write books, classics of Christian apologetics, including the Screwtape Letters, Mere Christianity, and also his fantasy series, The Chronicles of Narnia. And it's the birthday of Louisa May Alcott, born Germantown, Pennsylvania, 1832, grew up in Concord, family was friends with Emerson and Hawthorne and Thoreau. Her father, Bronson Alcott, was an idealist, a vegan, started experimental schools that quickly failed. The family never had enough money. Louisa became a nurse in Washington during the Civil War. She contracted typhoid pneumonia, came back to Concord. And though she preferred writing lurid and sensationalist potboiler novels, to support her family, she set out to write a book for girls. She wrote Little Women. It came out in 1868, was an immediate hit, and her family was able to live comfortably from then on. Here's a poem for today by Pat Mara, entitled Teenagers. One day they disappear into their rooms, doors and lips shut, and we become strangers in our own home. I pace the hall, hear whispers, a code I knew but can't remember, mouthed by mouths I taught to speak. Years later, the door opens. I see faces I once held open as sunflowers in my hands. I see familiar skin now stretched on long bodies that move past me, glowing almost like pearls. Teenagers, a poem by Pat Mara from her collection Communion, published by Arte Publico Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering articles from international writers about finances to art, food, wine, and culture. You can celebrate the weekend at subscribe.wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Support for programming is provided by Silver Bow Catering, now taking catering orders for home and office holiday parties. hors d'oeuvres, full meals, and desserts. Sliverboe Bakery and Catering, located downtown on 2nd Street.
Putting the poster up, dreaming of anything, dreaming of the time when you are free from all the trouble you're in. In the mud on your knees, trying hard not to please anyone all the time, being a rebel's fine.
The lazy line painter Jane there, Bell and Sebastian, one of my favorite songs. And that, I guess, links to Arts Up somehow. It's about a painter.
Lines.
And here we are with Nancy DeTourney for Arts Up. And it's not quite, this is one of those, could fool you, maybe it feels like a first Friday coming up, but it isn't. Because Friday
it's
is,
not.
Saturday is the first, right? So it's not first Friday yet.
But it doesn't mean that you have any more time than you thought you had.
That's right. It's not like daylight savings time. Tons going on, and let's jump into it.
5:30 tonight, there's the U.S. Environmental Film. I think this is the last one of the series, Red Gold. That's out on the Egan Lecture Hall, I think. Tonight, what makes holidays special? This is an OWL presentation by Smith Katzik through the Juneau Public Library. It's free. And at 7 p.m., we're over at the Jack showing Inspiring Public Art, the best of public art around the country from 2008.
All right, let's just talk about this for 2 seconds,
because
we need to recommend this to folks. This is such an interesting conversation to have that everyone in Juneau could really be involved in, which is how do we represent public artwork that's going to be displayed that represents our town in Juneau?
And you've seen some of this stuff.
I have. I'm so exciting to see some of it.
It is really and truly, I want to say, just life-changing to see what other communities around the country are doing. And we're going to do 3 of these. We're doing 2008, and then in January we'll do 2010, and then I think it's in March we'll show 2012.
So, and what this is from the American for the Arts, mm-hmm. right? And
yeah,
they have these collected DVDs, CD-ROM, and collected images of these different great public artworks that have won awards in these mm-hmm. different years.
And there'll be cookies.
Yeah. And cookies. Let's not forget the cookies. Okay, I just wanted to throw in an extra pitch for that because I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it is exciting. Yeah. And even more exciting, the King Island Christmas Run begins
here
tonight.
Here we go.
At 7:30. You get opportunities to see it at Aldersgate tonight. At 7:30 it opens. Aldersgate is the little church that's next to the cinemas. I know a lot of people may not know where that is, but it's out there in the valley where it's easy to get to on a rainy, snowy, awful night like tonight. It'll run Thursday and Friday night at 7:30, and then on Saturday at 3 and at 6 p.m. out at Aldersgate. And then next weekend, it'll be at the Jack, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So don't miss that. It's always fun. Friday, let's see, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Still seeing Oklahoma.
Yes.
You got a couple more times to see this. And let me just say that even though there's more dates, that may not mean that there's more tickets. So don't hesitate,
people. This one's a hot seller.
They're selling these out every night.
Yep.
So don't miss it. Lots of fun, great music. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., the wearable art tickets will go on sale for members of the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
And so it begins.
And so it begins, the madness. And, I want to say we already have a bidder at $600 for the premium table. You can still bid on that until 5 o'clock tonight. If you want to not get up and stand out in the snow waiting for your table in the morning, you could bid right now.
So this is the table that's the best table in the house.
It's
the middle stage best table, and it has its own private butler.
And there'll be a little bottle of bubbly on the table and some special refreshments. And I think, sirens will go off.
Yes,
when you come in.
All kinds of things. Yes. As MC, I will make sure to especially point you out. So that'll be a fun thing.
you really want this table if you're shy.
Yes. If you're a shy, retiring type, that's the table for you.
Yes. But as it is, you figure you're going to spend some money to become a member anyway. Anybody can bid on this one until 5 o'clock tonight.
The bidding's at like $600 right now,
yes,
right, for
is.
The table.
Yes, it
so
is.
It's still very mm-hmm. affordable because how many yes. people sit at the table?
Four.
Four at a table. So
yeah,
there you go.
So you just split that with four of your friends,
yeah.
and you were going to be a member anyway. It was going to cost. Anyway, off we go.
Models will pay special attention to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just tell you that right there.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
All right. So at 5 o'clock tonight, Orca is having a meet and greet for people who might be interested in becoming a volunteer for their ski and snowboard programs that they offer. This is at the Rookery. And so just stop in there and get more information about that. Also tonight at 5, there's a wine, or tomorrow night. This is all tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Okay. So tomorrow night, you stop by the Rookery.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
And
okay.
tomorrow, there is a wine tasting at 5 o'clock that's a benefit for the Gastineau Humane Society. That's upstairs at the Rockwell. At 5:30, it is the big Magic of Christmas Juneau Chamber of Commerce Gala Dinner. That's over at Centennial Hall. Lots of fun there. A nice dinner, cocktails, you know, the whole thing. Dan Hobson is up at the Baranoff at 7, and King Island Christmas, we mentioned that.
Dan Hobson, by the way, if you haven't had a chance before to see him, he's such a wonderful classical guitarist. He's just fantastic.
One of those quiet gems in
yep.
Juneau.
Yep.
We are lucky to have.
Yep.
9 p.m., let's see, I think Rockwell's got Evil Dead and the Great Alaska Blues.
Speaking of class act, if you're a Bruce Campbell fan, head over to Evil Dead.
Yes.
Yeah,
all right. And then the Great Alaska Bluegrass Band is at the Alaskan Bar this weekend, and out at GW Teals, they're having the Sean McColl Trio Banjo Group. So Saturday all weekend out at Nugget Mall is an arts and crafts and antiques fair. 9 a.m. an iPad users group. Now, I don't know if this is for people that are just...
We just had Becky in here. Becky Roth was just in here talking all about it. So you should go to this group.
I don't have an iPad.
Don't you?
No, but my I thought it was for people who just can't put their iPads down.
I was going to ask. I didn't get to the etiquette part. I wanted to talk to her about, do you ever talk about etiquette?
Yes.
I just think the person who's got the iPad who you can't have a conversation without them saying, well, let's see if that's right or wrong. Yeah, it turns out you're wrong about that.
Those are the ones I don't
like. I know, right, exactly. So that's the etiquette part. I'm sure they talk about all of it. But, yeah,
yes.
That's happening over at the university.
And it's free,
yes.
9 a.m. to noon or something
that's
like
right.
that.
That's right.
Okay, for all weekend long, starting at 10 a.m., we have Mind and Mental States from a Buddhist Perspective. I'm not going to try to pronounce the person's name. Is he going to be on the air here?
I don't know. If
okay.
he is, I can't pronounce his name either.
Okay.
So, no.
Well, this is going to be over at Temple Sukkot Shalom. It's a weekend of talks. $150 for the whole weekend is the suggested donation. You can get more information. Look on our website. I have them all lined out. And that you can call 321-8300. So that's a really interesting opportunity that's here for a Tibetan monk.
Wow, I guess.
Girls on the Run, 5K run. It's put on by Aware, and that'll be at the Diamond Field House at 10 a.m. You can also get your glucose and cholesterol screened at Nugget Mall for free.
That's a good thing to have done.
Yes, especially this time of the season.
Yes.
You need to have that
right
reminder.
After that first turkey before you load up on the next one.
All that pie. At noon, holiday photos out at the Mindenhall Mall. At 1, the Gastineau Genealogy Society is having a little thing on how to find out about your family. That's out at the Church of Latter-day Saints.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah. And then I said 3 o'clock, King Island Christmas. We're going to be talking with Colette here in a few moments, probably about her Buster Keaton, the general not-so-silent films, which are going to be fabulous.
It is.
What a great idea.
It is, and it's sort of playing off of what George Cuhar and Bridget Cuhar did with the Nosferatu. Doing a new soundtrack to that classic silent film, and so that's what they're doing with this Buster Keaton movie as well. And Colette Costa is just walking through the hallways now, so we'll talk to her in just a minute about it. Yeah.
Let's see, at 6 p.m. King Island, and then also it's the World AIDS Day Candlelight Vigil at the Baranoff Hotel Franklin Street Gallery. It is a theater, holiday, cabaret, and dinner out at the Moose Lodge to benefit the Juneau Douglas High School kids going, the drama kids.
Oh, okay.
It is at 7
The kids
7
going
o'clock.
Over to the Fringe Festival,
yeah,
that one?
Yeah,
okay, cool.
That one. Tinseltown Knockdown.
Oh, yeah. I know all about this. This is Roller Girls.
Roller Girls at 7 p.m.
Next Saturday.
Centennial Hall.
This Saturday. Coming up.
Two days. Yeah, we're running out of tickets for that one, too. Goldtown Street Music Concert. That's happening at 7:30 over at the Resurrection Lutheran Church. Tony Tang's a bunch of fun folks.
Always fun.
Performing in there. UAS Improv has Not Safe for Improv at the second stage at Perseverance at 7:30. The Juno Bach Society is doing their annual Christmas thing, Bach Cantata thing, at 8 p.m. at Northern Light United Church. And we got the Bluegrass Band. And let's see, time to get signed up for the Nordic Ski Clubs on, I guess that's Sunday.
Okay.
At 1 and 2 o'clock at the Bill Ray Center. There is a 3 o'clock performance of the Bach Society also. There's a Taizé service at Northern Light Church at 7 p.m. We have the Oklahoma and Improv folks again at 7:30. Monday's your Hazardous Waste Day.
Monday is.
Okay. Yes. Don't forget that.
Okay.
Tuesday at 7 p.m., Changing Forests of Coastal Alaska, How Climate Influences Tree Species in the Coastal Rainforest.
Sounds sciencey.
Yes.
Yes.
But important.
Important.
Yes. Wednesday,
well,
I just want to
learn things.
Yeah. Well, you know, this stuff is important for
We're at the front lines of climate change
we
right
are
up
definitely,
here in Alaska.
We're seeing it.
Yep.
Wednesday at 2 p.m., I just want to just say it is the memorial service for David Stone. I really miss this person, mm-hmm. and a salute to him and his family. 5 p.m., it is the Nuclear Doctrine, the Evolution. The memorial service for David is at Centennial Hall, so
okay.
I encourage people to come and support and honor his memory. 5 p.m. is a Nuclear Doctrine, the Evolution of Strategic Thought in the Atomic Age. This is presented by the Juno World Affairs Council, and it's downstairs.
That sounds scary. Doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we need to know about this stuff.
7 p.m.
Right?
You have something to talk about. KRNN has a concert, Saints and Sinners.
The Saints and Sinners concert, yes. With Colette. We'll talk to Colette a little bit about that, too, when she comes in as well. So that'll happen in just a second as well, yeah.
Right. And that brings us to next Thursday.
There you go.
We're there.
There we are. We've done it.
So
we've gone all the way around. Nancy DeCherney.
Thanks.
Arts Up.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you do, Nancy. Juno Arts and Humanities Council.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you tonight at the Public Art Forum.
Exactly.
All right. XTC there with Generals and Majors. And The General is the name of the not-so-silent movie that's going to check.
God.
Colette Costa in the his
hair a. Hair on this microphone,
well,
Andy.
Well, that's, you know, this
What's
is public
Nancy
radio.
What's Nancy doing in here?
It's public radio.
There's an L in that word, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
How are you doing?
Ugh.
We got a lot to talk to you about.
I don't care who cares how I am. Let's move this along.
I want to
People
talk to you about
for this.
The General, the not-so-silent movie that's coming up on Saturday. This
yes,
is a very cool
do.
Thing. You've got Andy and Sergey with us in the studio. Thank you so much.
Sergey.
Sergey.
Yeah,
sorry, my bad.
Don't mess with the Russians.
I said Sergey, didn't I?
Don't.
That's bad. Okay, Sergey. So tell me about the concept.
Go.
It's a Buster Keaton movie.
It's the best Buster. Well, it's not my favorite, but it's considered the best. My favorite is a different one. But they're all my favorites, but this one is tremendous, and it's the best one ever. And the whole idea is we have this
great... Let's cut to the chase.
And get to the race.
No, I'm just kidding.
It is a chase. The whole thing is a chase.
This movie. Yeah.
It's a very cool chase movie.
These are terrible headphones, too.
Yeah,
this whole
right.
studio's falling apart.
Yeah, yeah.
So my whole idea was, you know, how do I get people to watch silent movies and be engaged in them and not think that they're boring and dumb, which they're not. So, I mean, some of them are just like more modern movies are boring and dumb, too.
But
some
there's
of them.
Amazing, classic,
incredible,
incredibly entertaining, yeah. Funny, fun, intelligent, great
movies.
I go to watch
Skyfall the other day, which is a tremendous movie, and I'm watching Daniel Craig running across the top of this train, you know, clearly all CGI'd, and it's not even Daniel Craig, it's a stuntman. And I'm thinking, the General, Buster Keaton, did that on a train. Moving by himself,
right? Yeah,
with no net.
Amazing.
Broke his neck.
Yeah, death-defying.
Totally,
that stuff that
literally
he did. Yeah.
Death-defying. Yeah. And this is something that theaters, you know, independent type theaters like art house cinemas like ours are doing all over down south, and some of them have come up with really clever names like. My favorite one was called The Sound of Silence.
Nice.
Which I really wanted to steal.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm not that clever. So
Hello, Darkness, my old friend.
This is the not-so-silent film. And the idea is we have these great silent movies in our lovely theater with live accompanied music, which is how many of them were played back in the Dizzle day.
So it's cool. We saw George Cukor and Bridget Cukor do that during October with the Nosferatu.
That was a blast, wasn't it?
Cool thing. It was so... And what's transformative about it is that you're watching the silent movie and you're into the silent movie, and then you go through these periods where you forget that the music is live being played right there, you know, because it goes so well along. So let me talk to you guys as musicians that are doing this. What's some of the challenges that you, when this kind of idea was proposed, did you see it as something that was going to be particularly difficult, or are you just kind of playing along in general, or do you have it really pretty specifically lined out?
Well, I think it... when she first came to us with the idea, we got pretty excited about it because it seemed like it was something different to do, and we had a couple meetings and we screened a bunch of films, and I guess we had decided on a couple other films, but you know, through communications, we just decided to do The General, and we sat down with it, and Andy here probably. Started mapping it out, you know, scene kind of scene by scene and thinking about tunes they're playing. So we play old Appalachian string band music, old time. The name of our band is Rumblefish, and so we play these old songs that a lot of them came from the Civil War era, which is where this movie takes place.
Okay.
And so,
yeah.
And you know they've moved up through time and whatnot, but so really the challenge it seemed was to kind of figure out how these tunes would fit into the movie, and there's thousands of tunes and we know lots of tunes to play. It was just a matter of like figuring out transitions and all that stuff. But I don't know, what do you think,
Andy? as you were screening this movie, what were there certain things that would just trigger that, oh, this is what would be perfect at this moment in the movie?
Well,
is that the kind of thing that happened?
I took it from, like, there's two long chase scenes in the movie involving trains and armies retreating and charging, and they seem to be really appropriate for what we usually do, which is old-time
right.
Appalachian string band music, driving, fiddle tunes, you know. So that part didn't seem to need quite as much work.
Up-tempo.
The part before the first one, the part in between the two, and the part afterwards required different kinds of emotions. So we brought in Sergei's accordion for a couple of things.
Oh, cool.
And
yeah.
Me on the mandolin for a couple of things. And Eric's going to play a little clarinet, you know. And those were the little more interesting parts.
So it ended up kind of presenting you with this musical challenge in a way and ended up kind of expanding a little bit what you might normally do in a regular gig.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That was really fun.
And that's the other challenge is how do you get people to listen to old-time music again?
It's liquid creativity.
Well, it's like Andy said, you know, you forget that it's there and then they'll love it.
Yeah, right. But liquid creativity. I like that. That's good stuff.
That's a big part of our creative process.
Oh, sure.
Well, you know, I went to, when I was just in New York a couple weekends ago, and there's a great theater there, the Film Forum, which has been around for 70 years or so. They do a monthly program of this not-so-silent film, and they do it once a month at least, and they've been doing it for 30 years, and, you know, so they're, like, this is a set thing, and they're really great. So I went to one of theirs, very curious about it, and they were showing a great Douglas Fairbanks film, and it was a guy playing the score on the piano, which was lovely, but it was a little not flat, but And it was an original score that sounded very period, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was just a and he worked very hard. He played for 80 minutes straight, which is something else. But it kind of lacked a little bit of flair, and I thought, I got a way better program than that.
Yeah, yeah,
so
right.
So quite frankly, we got
punch
a better program.
Yeah, you do.
Than,
you do.
Don't let anyone in the film forum hear that. But
well, let me ask you this. That's the one thing when I went to the movie a couple of months ago and George and Bridget played, you realize – now, they didn't just play. They just played 90 minutes straight. I mean, their fingers didn't leave their instruments. Is that – that's got to be a challenge.
Well, it's going to be – we'll be eating ibuprofen before this thing. You know, there's three showings. What a slave driver. And no, it should just get better as it goes, I hope.
I mean, you know, because playing string instruments, I mean, for that prolonged a period of time without ever letting up. I mean, yeah. did you try to build in places where one or other of you could let up and maybe take a little bit of a break and that
kind
of thing?
You guys are animals.
The nature of the music is we have to retune our instruments to open pitches a couple of times during the movies. That's the only break we really do get. Three out of four of us work really hard with our hands, and we have hammered hands all the time anyway.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, we'll figure out how to deal with it that night.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and it's really, it's going to be... It's up tempo and we're hoping that I mean, it's the kind of movie that, you know, we're obviously no one's talking, so all this action's happening and it's great action, and you know, we got this upbeat music and it's the kind of thing where you can hoot and holler and, you know,
yeah,
cheer,
yeah.
And you know,
oh, there's hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There will so. Be.
Tell me about the hours and day and all that stuff.
It's Saturday, and I know there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, and some of them are just one-offs like ours. It's one night only. Saturday we have three shows, 4 p.m., 7 p.m., and 9:30 p.m., and if you bought tickets at Rainy Retreat Books, where we have them on sale, if you got a ticket for the 9:30 show, I'm not very smart, and I made the tickets, and I didn't double-check, and the ticket says 9 o'clock, so just bear in mind, it's actually 9:30. So keep that in mind, kids.
That's not as bad as all the people that I told that it was happening Friday.
Oh, God, help us all.
I have a line at the door tomorrow.
Anyway. Well, they line up early. That'll be fine.
Yeah, Saturday, 4, 7, 9:30. Tickets on sale, Rainy Retreat Books, or the theater, or online at our website, www.goldtownnick.com. Oh, and you know what? Here's the best part. The 4 o'clock show, we're doing a family show.
Okay.
Bring the kids. I don't care, you know, muling babies, breastfeeding. It's going to be dark in there. And we have reduced tickets for groups. So you can get a group ticket, 4 people, $28. Like some kids, some adults. Don't bring 4 adults for $28 because I'm going to have words with you.
But I really act like kids.
I would love to encourage families to come to these, and I know they don't get a chance to go to stuff like that very often. And for kids to see these movies too. The 7 and 9, we will have a no-host bar set up by The Rendezvous will be there, and Luke has got some awesome specialty cocktails that he's putting together just for the occasion. And tickets are $15 in advance, you know, movie and a concert, not bad. And then $18 at the door. And then is that it?
That's a great night out, man.
It's going to be something else.
It's going to be fun.
It's
going to
be really fun.
Yeah, and, you know, the movie's only – it's just it's an hour and a half. So it's not a huge commitment. You know, it's not if you want to go to other things that might be happening that evening, you can come to the early show, you can go to the late show.
But you'll be hard-pressed to find something more unique and interesting
And it'll be super fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Cool. Thanks, Andy.
Well, it's all happening Saturday, as Colette just said. It's part of the Not So Silent Films series.
Series.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking to if there are musicians out there that I don't know, and you're interested, give me a call. I mean, we're talking to Jay Caputo. He wants to do more of a contemporary score for an old movie. Robert Cohen is putting it in his head for after he's done with the 400 plays he's doing.
Yeah, right.
We're
losing musicians now.
Yeah,
this is what happens.
Welcome to the club. Anyway, www.goldtownnick.com, everyone. And thanks, Andy, and Public Radio
for
all
Colette,
that you guys do.
And thanks, Sergey. Sorry for mispronouncing your name the first time. And thanks to you, Andy, as well. I appreciate it. It's going to be happening all Saturday. That's at Gold Town Theater. And Colette, thanks for everything you do at Gold Town. Bringing great culture to this town.
Come on.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Just rose and made you so hard.
That's it for Juno Afternoon today. Thanks to all my guests for coming in. And have a great Thursday, everyone. Watch out for the winds.